Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws because they free. Joshua Fisher alongside myself, Alexander Tassopoulos. No Nikki Snacks Kreider. We're going to talk some baseball. And when we get into the NL West, we'll bring Nikki Snacks Kreider back to talk his pods. And of course,
we'll bring him back in general.
We're going to bring him back. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. No, he's at the, we decided it's called the most magical place on earth.
No, I think you said Disney World's the most magical. And then
he's at Disneyland.
Yeah, he's at Disneyland.
He's having a good time there. He's at the Star Wars land or whatever it is. He's doing dances with the stormtroopers. He's having a good time. But Josh, I mentioned we're going to talk some MLB here. I wanted to play a little game with you. We're getting close, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
I'm very excited.
Good. You are a Sox fan. You're a Bo Sox fan, not a White Sox fan, to clarify for the fans out there listening at home watching.
I do love Jermaine Dye, though.
Yeah? Mags Ordonez before he got to the Tigers?
The GOAT. Maglio Ordonez, here's my player comp. Maglio Ordonez is the Rip Hamilton of baseball.
He's better than Rip Hamilton was.
He's the Chauncey Billups of baseball.
Yeah. Now it's just like Chauncey as a coach is kind of ruining it for me.
No,
but we love Mags. He hit what, like 362 that one season or something
that was
like
close.
That?
366.
366. But he was.
Now I'm questioning it.
I think I don't know if it was 366. We got a couple of things to check. We got to check who the Boston Red Sox play game one of their first series on opening day, and then we've got to check what Mags Ordonez's career high average was that one season. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through the AL East and the NL East. I'm going to give you the over under projected wins for each of the teams in those two divisions. And so you're going to tell me over under, you're going to give me a breakout player for those teams, and you're also going to give me a hot take for those teams. So there are, what do we got here? We got 10 total teams. Do you want to start in the AL or you want to start in the NL?
We'll start in the AL.
Okay, we'll start in the AL. Would you like to start with the lowest over under or
start.
The highest
over under? We'll go from the top and work our way down.
Okay, you want to do the Red Sox last. Got it. that means, spoiler alert, they're not projected to be very good.
Yeah.
The Yankees, however, their all-time rival are. The Yankees over-under is 94.5. Josh, what say you, over or under?
I'm going to go under by a hair. I don't think they bomb it, but I think 94.5 is a decent number and decent mark in this division.
Okay.
And I don't think they win the division.
Got it. Love it.
So I don't think they win the division, so I'm going under by a hair. I would say like 90 to 92 games.
Okay.
That's the hair.
And who will be the breakout player on the New York Yankees?
In my opinion, he already kind of broke out. He won a gold glove. He's a 2020 player. I know stolen bases were up last year.
Yep.
Anthony Volpe, again, 22 homers, 24 stolen bases, gold glove at shortstop. We talk about feel. We talk about vibe. We've spoken about it in our basketball show of, like, you know, Damian Lillard adjusting, right, to, like, a different style, a different kind of setting, and a different kind of pressure almost.
Yeah.
Anthony Volpe adjusting to the pressure of playing shortstop, and not only playing shortstop for the New York Yankees, of being regarded as the next great shortstop for the New York Yankees, which is maybe in our lifetime the most famous singular position in baseball. Or the closer for the Yankees. Like, yeah. That's like, Jeter is like the shortstop, dude. He's
yeah,
a shortstop.
I mean,
he's not
just,
the best
you just,
fielder.
You just
like,
talk about positions like that in baseball in that type of way. But I think if anyone who's an NFL fan would have said, like, who's the quarterback for the New England Patriots? Like, it's Tom Brady. Positionally very, very famous.
Jeter is in that realm to me.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Yeah, I'm just throwing Brady in.
So
the
I think
mix
Volpe
well.
In his second season as like the full.
Where would you have? Where would you have power ranked him? Just talking field position guys here on their team last year, exiting the season.
I don't know, dude. It was a weird year for the Yanks. Like it was a really bad year for them.
Right. That's why I ask. He was kind of one of the only bright spots.
That's what I'm saying, relatively. The glaring thing is his OBP is under 300 from last year. I think it's 292, and his batting average is 209.
Yeah, that's got to go up.
That's got to go up. So if his OBP can get to 320, so that's 30 points higher. But yeah. Like, okay, you have to make that jump if you're like this kind of player,
right.
And he can bat 250. I know it's maybe a tougher ask to make that kind of jump, but if he could bat 250, his OBP could be 320, and he's a 25-25 guy at Gold Glove, that's kind of like, okay, he's nearing that all-star level on the verge of like on the path to being an all-star, you know, for the Yankees at shortstop in the AL.
And becoming a New York hero very, very quickly, I would say.
Well,
25-25, he's getting a lot of love from the Bronx fans.
We almost did it last year, and he got. I mean, the Bronx, it's a brutal place to play.
Okay, what's your hot take for the Yankees this year?
Soto wins the MVP. Okay. And it honestly might not even. That's like my hot take. Like the high, maybe the hotter. I don't think Cole going back to back is a hot take because he's the best pitcher in baseball in my mind, no question. I know Strider has the fun numbers, but like pushed shove, I want a guy on the mound. He is the most consistent guy over the last couple seasons. I'm taking Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
So Juan Soto comes in. The protection of Judge, if Judge is fully healthy, I mean, both of them are going to, if both of them play 150 games, the numbers are going to be absurd. But I think I know everyone's excited about him in with the right field at Yankee Stadium as a lefty. So Juan Soto winning the MVP, had a great year last year. If his batting average ticks up, if he goes 40 plus home runs, and if his OBP, which I think it will, be in that stratosphere of 450, which is a ridiculous OBP, but like that's, you know, like an MVP level OBP.
Mm-hmm.
I think Juan Soto gets it, and that's, you know, his wet dream of doing that in his contract year.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Yankees give him $400 million.
What an image. What an image that was.
Got you.
All right. Next team, the Baltimore Orioles, 89 and a half games. Are you over or are you under?
I think they sail that.
Okay.
Kyle Bradish.
They are, you mentioned, you don't think the Yankees are going to win the division. You think that the Baltimore Orioles will do that, which means they're looking at 92, 93, 94.
They have a really strong lineup, top to bottom. They don't have Judge Soto. Fine. But top to bottom, they have a really tough lineup.
Yeah.
Of really good baseball players who can hit.
Uh-huh.
And they went and they made the move. I mean, I know Felix Bautista is a gut punch, but Kimbrel, like, proven guy, Hall of Famer, in my eyes, fine at the back end.
Yeah.
They went and got Corbin Burns, Cy Young winner. Like, that's like a nuts on the bump type move.
Yeah.
New ownership. Like, that's the move, and he's in his contract year, fine, but that's a move they made. And I don't want to, like, disclose, but you're going to ask me the next question.
Yeah, well, just also on the Burns thing, you know, they play the Rangers, who win the World Series last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Their pitching got shelled.
Wasn't ready.
Right. So getting a guy like Burns, who you can really rely on to either take the first or second game, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, what, like, the whole thing with the Rangers is, like, it's not, he's like Madison Bumgarner light. When the lights come on, y'all got a Eovaldi.
Right. Yeah.
He's not like, he may not have the hype as some of the other guys, may not have had the season as like a Kyle Bradish did, but
or
like
the money as some of the other guys. Like,
But like when push comes to shove, like Nathan Eovaldi comes in, you know that 4-1 ERA that he's carrying the regular season,
it's going to go down.
Going to go down. He's getting you the innings.
Okay. Yeah. So who is the Baltimore Orioles breakout player this
Grayson
coming
Rodriguez. Season? This guy is an all-star caliber player. He's a phenom. He came out of the gate so poorly last year. He got sent back down, but when he bumped back up, he had like a sub 2.5 ERA the rest of the way.
Okay.
And now he gets to kind of try to be an ace without having that pressure of the ace.
Right.
And you get to have a guy in your corner like Burns who's done it.
Yep.
So I think it's going to – a lot's happening that's good for him in Baltimore. So he's my breakout player. He's probably my breakout player of the entire division.
Okay. And then what is your hot take for the Baltimore Orioles?
They make the ALCS.
Okay. That'd be a lot of fun, man.
They make the ALCS.
This is like – they're just a fun team.
I could even go hotter. They make the World Series. Like that's like – I'll go hotter. Like oh, they make the World Series. They win the ALCS.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, you put on – put a little lighter fluid on that. Dump some kerosene on that tick. Let's go.
Yeah, I think we'll get to it, but I think the Astros win the AL.
Okay. Well, you just gave your hot take that they're
but my hot the take. The Orioles go to the World Series.
Okay, so let's go to the next team in the AL East. How about the Toronto Blue Jays? 87.5 games. What say you? Over under?
You know the ick. The term the when yeah. a girl has the ick and it just like a or I guess
a red, like a red flag.
It just something happens and it gives you the ick.
Right.
I don't hate the Blue Jays as a like objectively. I was like I love their swag. I think they're the cleanest logo in baseball. I like a lot of their players. I think their rotation has some fun dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of have the ick on them. I don't know. Vlad was a little disappointing in terms of being a superstar last year.
Do they feel a little to cross sport it? Are they a little Buffalo Billsy?
Oh yeah, they're a little yeah.
Because how many years are we gonna hear
Vlad
the Jays are coming? The Jays are real. Maybe they're like the Bills have been doing it. I guess now for like 5 years, so it's a little bit longer.
I'm trying to think of a better comp that's pretty dang good. I would say maybe even like a basketball Hawk, like the Hawks.
Like before this year, but like
before this year, yeah.
Like, the last like 4 years,
I
was like
the Jays can't be bad. Like they have Vlad Guerrero Jr. as an All Star level player. They have Bo Bichette as an All Star level player, right? Maybe Chapman's not a perfect player, but they lose a platinum glove at third base. He's a free agent, right? He's not coming back.
Yep.
Gausman's really, really good. He's going to be a Cy Young candidate again. I like him a lot.
Is Varsho still there?
Dalton Varsho's good, and he's good in the outfield, and he's solid. Yeah, yeah. They traded for him. That was kind of a bad deal, to be honest. Like I know they have Danny Jansen. I know they have Alejandro Kirk, who they love as a platoon catcher, and both those guys could be good this year.
Yep.
Like, but they traded Gabriel Moreno, who's the best defensive catcher now in baseball, and is good offensively, and they traded Lourdes Gurriel, who's like a strong offensive player for the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks went to the World Series, and those guys were starting.
Right.
So that
I can imagine
hurts.
Varsho would have been cool staying on the D-backs for sure.
Manoah is done. And so, yeah, I'm going under with these guys.
Okay, who's their breakout player this year?
That's why I'm going under. This is kind of a boner answer.
No,
but I don't have one.
Mm.
Okay. Like the guys have already kind of broken out. Like we're not dealing with breakout guys anymore. Like maybe one of the catchers like pops off, fine.
Yeah.
But we're not.
So you feel like you know what their ceiling is, really.
Exactly. And they're not going to. Like people are talking about like Ruxman being like the next Posey, that's exciting.
Yeah,
people are talking about Gunnar Henderson on the Orioles. That's like you want to talk about like I didn't even list those two in the breakout players. I didn't even list Cowser. I didn't even list other and there's other guys like that could pop off in Baltimore. Like Westberg even could even do it. Like there's so many guys.
Or
there.
To take it even to the next level for
a
guy
bunch
like
of guys.
Adley or
yeah,
whoever.
A bunch
like,
of guys can do it, but
yeah. Okay. I don't know. All right. So you went under on the 87.5. Let's go to the fourth team in the division.
And I know my hot take is for the Blue Jays, they missed the playoffs.
Missing the playoffs. Okay. Thank you for that. Tampa Bay Rays, 84.5 over or under. So have them as the third team
in the
division?
They're the third team. The Rays are the third team in the division to me. I think people are scared about the Wander Franco thing.
Yep.
What do we know about this team? Plug and play, dude. They will find a needle in a haystack, and they're going to sharpen that needle.
Are they a 90-win team?
I don't know.
That's sufficiently over.
They're really heavily reliant on their bullpen, so we have to see how that pans out. Like, Fairbanks had some weird nerve issues, but he's good at the back end for them last year. Like, they have got, they have like a bunch of guys. Like, my breakout player for them is Ryan Pepiot, the guy they got in the Glasnow deal.
Okay.
Right. If once that was the guy the Rays took and he already had problems with the Dodgers, I'm like, all right, check that off. You know, he's going to be solid. Savali came over from the Guardians last year, struggled, but I still think he's got good stuff to be the third starter.
Okay.
Taj Bradley, their fourth starter, was supposed to be the next big thing in Tampa. Kind of bombed, but his strikeout numbers are good. So I have faith in him at least as a fourth starter. And their number one guy led the AL in wins last year, came over from Philadelphia. He's 29 years old, just when guys kind of hit their stride, hit their prime, if they haven't already, but are like itching towards it. Zach Eflin.
Yep.
And that, to me, is a top five Cy Young candidate this season. I'm putting that. Yeah.
He's a low ERA guy. I mean, yeah, he's love a tall, lanky guy. Love a tall, dude. Tall, lanky pitcher.
6'6", like he on the
long mop of hair. Like he's just a guy like that.
And they have guys that have just like come out of the woodworks that are just good. And like Wander Franco's gone, and Junior Caminero's coming in. Like that's how it's going for the Rays. So
okay. And do you have a hot take for them?
They make the playoffs. Yeah, that would be my take for them. Like at 84.5, where they have them is not a playoff.
So three teams from the AL East.
Yes, which is kind of contentious because of what's going on in the AL West.
I was about to say. Okay, but we will get there at another show. This is about the East divisions, all right? The AL and the NL. Let's round out the AL East. Your Boston Red Sox, 79.5 games. Are they over or under wins? Sorry.
Under 79. Under 79.5. I think that's a scary number to me. I don't think they can hit that. They would need Giolito to get back to form. They would need to sign Montgomery, which... Wow. If they sign Montgomery, like, then you've taken that bet before, because that number is going to go up when they sign Montgomery. So they sign Montgomery, they have Giolito, they have my breakout player for the Red Sox, Brian Bayo, who is like showing good stuff. He hit a really good June last year. He's shown good stuff as a starter. Then that team can do it. It's just like Costas, like Tristan Costas and Rafael Devers, the corner guys at first and third, are fantastic.
Yep.
It's just like the rest of the team is like a lot of peace. And Macho Man, Yoshida is a great signing. I'm really – Jaron Duran's really fun. And he's a good base dealer. The rest of the AL East is so good. The bullpen kind of still has questions. Like, is Kenley – when is the shoe going to fall on Kenley Jansen? The rotation doesn't have Montgomery yet. So this is just like Fugazi. Giolito's coming off a bad year. Like, the pitching isn't there for Boston to compete. Like, we were talking about rotations – where the Orioles got Burns, right? And a big knock on the Red Sox is like, oh, the ownership is cheap. I guess that, yeah, they are in some respects. Like, it is the Boston Red Sox. Like, you should be throwing Yankee kind of numbers. But at the end of the day, like, look how many times the Red Sox have done this and thrown around the numbers, and it has bit them in the ass. Price deal. He's won a World Series, not a great deal by any stretch of the imagination. You had to trade Mookie Betts to get out of that deal. Carl Crawford deal. Bomb. Trevor Story deal. Bomb.
Yeah.
They're bombing on deals.
The Crawford one's a while ago at this point now. But
that's like, it's the same. Oh, it's like a bomb of a deal. Like, they bombed. Like, so like, I get, and like, they want to build the farm. They want to do this thing the right way. Like, and you kind of have to play that game. Like, you can't just go out and sign guys at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah. I mean, Story certainly has not worked out.
Horrible.
For guy can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at, so just running through it once again. Yankees 94.5. You had the under. Orioles 89.5. You had the over. You believe that the Orioles will end up as the leaders of the AL East.
The division, yeah.
Yankees will be second and third. You think that the Rays, whose over under was 84.5, you're taking the over there, will be the third team. Fourth will be the Jays under their 87.5, and then the Sox will be the worst team in the AL East. In your hot take,
they're a bottom eight team in the league.
Got it. So not only are they the worst team in the AL East, but they're a bottom eight team in MLB, and they are under that 79.5. Let's go over now to the NL East. We'll start at the top of the division. The Braves, over under, 101.5 wins. What say?
Over.
Wow. Wow.
It's a lot that has to happen for that.
Yeah.
Strider and Fried are healthy. They're in good shape.
Okay.
I'm happy with that. If their bullpen is good enough, Strider and Fried are healthy. If Morton's kind of a kicker for me, if he's healthy.
Yep.
Like, if they have the health, they're over, I'm easy on, because their lineup 1 through 9 is the best in baseball.
It's just a little we're obviously not talking about the NL West in this, but the fact that the Dodgers and the Braves, their over-unders are set over not only just 100 games, but both over 101 games. It's crazy.
The Braves lineup is one of the best lineups I've ever seen. Acuña went 40-70 last year, hit 330. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a video game.
Yeah.
And his teammate had 50, no one's talking about this, by the way. His teammate had 54 home runs.
So good.
The guy had 54 bombs.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm in on that.
It was a decent, the replacement was totally fine.
More than fine.
Yeah.
They have 54 bombs. The third guy, Austin Riley, is Moose.
He's second guy, Matt Olson, is who he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin Riley's an all-star, easily. Yeah. Maybe the best third baseman in baseball, quite frankly. Second base, they might have the second, now that Mookie's in second, fine. But Ozzy Albies is a 30-plus, 100 RBI guy. Murphy, stud. Michael Harris Jr. Michael Harris III, stud. Like, all-star. Like, and we, Marcelo Ozuna. We 40 home runs. 40, dude.
Yeah.
These teams are crazy good. Crazy good.
Yeah. Okay. So many guys that you just named. So who is their breakout player?
Jared Kelnick. It's a boring pick. It's the obvious pick. But that's the guy that has to break out.
Right. From Seattle.
Via New York.
New York. Then,
wouldn't that be something in New York's face if he's the guy that kills it this
year? Well, he's supposed to be good, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. He's a part of the Edwin Diaz deal.
Yeah. And then what's your hot take? Did they win a ring? Did they win the whole thing?
Yeah. Braves win it all.
All right. Love it.
Back-to-back years, I'm picking the Braves to win it all.
That's okay. Hopefully the second time works out for you. All right. The next team in that division, 89.5 games. 89.5 wins, that is, for the Philadelphia Phillies, over or under? Over. Okay.
Their lineup's great.
Yeah. Who's breaking out for him?
Bryson Stott. Easy.
Okay.
Easy money snipe. He already did, in my mind.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Not a household name. He had 30 steals, 15 home runs. He also, like Volpe, will be a 25-25 guy.
He's an excellent fielder, too.
Ball player.
Yeah.
Ball player.
Okay. And what is your hot take?
For the Phillies, I couldn't help myself. They're kind of like, I know I'm a Mets-blooded guy. You know I kind of love the Phillies.
Yeah, you like the Phillies. You like them specifically because they have one of your favorite players.
They have a lot of my favorite players.
Yeah.
I was not a Harper guy. Now I'm a Harper guy. They have Schwarber, Trey Turner. They have
You've always been a big Trey Turner guy.
Love Trey Turner. He's epic. So, good segue. My hot takes for the Phillies, Wheeler and Turner.
Okay.
Are top four, not three, not five, but top four in Cy Young and MVP respectively voting.
Okay.
And my third hot take.
Yeah. Oh, another hot take for the Phillies. I love
They are the third best team in the AL record wise.
In the NL. Yeah. Record wise. Okay. Got it.
Which may not even be that hot of a take, but.
No. But they're going to have to beat some other teams, at least if you're going
still in the Braves division.
Right.
Yeah. And over 89.5 when the other team in the division is over 101.5 is a lot.
Yeah. And there's a steep drop off to the third team from the Phillies at 89.5. We're going to go with the Mets. You just mentioned you love the Mets. They're near and dear to your heart. 81.5 over under.
How? How can it be over? It can't be. It can't be. Like, you have Diaz back, fine. You have a short up back end of your bullpen. Rest of the bullpen, we'll see. Rotation, especially with Senga missing at least the first month, we'll see how he comes back.
Okay.
Quintana, Sean Manaea, who's been bombed out of San Diego and San Francisco at this point. Their rotation is their rotation went from like, it's unfathomable. They came out of the gate last year with Scherzer and Verlander.
Looks a little different now.
They had DeGrom a couple years ago. Their rotation is a joke.
I mean, I know he couldn't always be out there, but they had Syndergaard too. Like,
Harvey. I mean, the biggest joke in Mets franchise history in recent time is them not paying Wheeler for what he got paid in Philadelphia. Steve Cohen would have done that double.
Okay, so who is, although they're not going to win 82 games, according to you, who will their breakout player be?
Frankie Alvarez, the catcher, like similar to Volpe, kind of already broke out to me. I would love to see that batting average jump from 229 to 250. He's a catcher that can hit 30 home runs, which is kind of crazy. he can really, he's got some serious pop.
So. Okay. What is your hot take?
The Mets do not trade Pete Alonso.
For the second year in a row.
For the second year in a row. Because of tickets. Because my hot take of the division, we see Mark McGwire versus Sammy Sosa light. We see Olson and Alonso both go over 50 home runs, dueling it out to get
to 60. So it's going to be Olson.
It's him and Olson. Alonso and Olson are going to duel to get to 60 this year.
It can't be.
What do you mean?
One of Olson's teammates is what you're saying.
That duels him for it, like Acuna or Riley. Yeah, I mean they could. The polar bear has like that kind of level.
I know he does. I know Olson hit 50. I mean, he was 54, so it's, you know.
There are three guys in the league that are can hit 60.
Judge,
Olson, and Alonso. Schwarber, thanks for playing. Like, you're amazing, but like 47 for him last year is a massive, massive, massive like number. It was he hit 191. So it was literally like
right. He's my favorite game when I go to baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
It's home runner strikeout. That's what I do. Okay. So you went under that. Your breakout player is Frankie Alvarez. Okay. And we got your hot take there. Let's go to the fourth team in the division. 78.5 wins. The Miami Marlins. I almost called them the Florida Marlins. Over under 78.5.
I think they just sneak it. I think they finished third in the division. I think they jumped the Mets. I know the Lindor is great and Alonso's great. That's it, really, for me. And the young guy, no, Alvarez could be great. There's a lot of missing pieces in the Mets. I think the Fish, their lineup is just weird. You know, their lineup's a little bizarre. Like, I don't think Jazz Chisholm took the step that everyone wanted him to take. He could still.
But it's got to stay healthy.
Got to stay healthy. Their rotation is nice.
So who's their breakout player?
Yuri Perez. He's already like on the scene, but he is a guy that he's 20 years old. You want a tall, lanky guy. This boy is 6'8", 20 years old in Miami. He is the truth.
I bet he's going to have a fun year, fun couple of years there in Miami. A hot take for the Miami Marlins.
Both Perez and his teammate Jesus Luzardo, who had a great breakout year last year, go to the All-Star game. They send two starting pitchers to the All-Star game.
Wow. Okay. I like that for them. I like that for both those guys. Where is the All-Star game this year?
Was it in Seattle last year?
Yes. Because, yeah.
I don't know. The beauty about baseball is like, it's fun everywhere. It is.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
It was LA 2 years ago, and then it was Seattle. LA,
Colorado at some point recently.
Yeah. Okay. The last team in the division, the Washington Nationals, 66.5 games over or under. I keep saying games, 66.5 wins over or under.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, they're playing 160 under, but like not because they suck so hard. It's a similar thing to like the Spurs. I'm not saying they have Wembanyama on the team, right?
Right.
They have guys, but the rest of the league is so good.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you're in the same. You play the Braves all the time. Like I can't imagine them beating them. Like, I'm sure they will. Like by like laws of like, you know, numbers. Like they'll beat the Braves once or twice, but I can't imagine them beating the Braves. Can you? No.
No.
Like it's game of baseball. Sure, anything can happen. But like you can't imagine them.
Braves run line in pretty much every single one of those games. That's what I'm. What I'm taking.
Yeah.
What do you think about the variety of and so many a surplus of young talented players on that roster? Who is going to be the breakout guy for them?
They have a lot of guys that could do it. Like, I mean, Mackenzie Gore's strikeout numbers, he could be a top-tier lefty pitcher in the NL this year. And I think that really changes the trajectory of their franchise. They don't, obviously, like Strasburg and Scherzer are guys that are going to get their jerseys retired, in my opinion, there.
Yeah.
But they need that top-of-the-line ace to complement the lineup that's supposed to come in to place. You have C.J. Abrams already there. My hot take for them is they have two guys that finish, if they get called up in the rookie of the year, top 10 in the rookie of the year voting.
And that would be?
Dylan Cruz, superstar from LSU.
Yep.
And James Wood, who's just a behemoth monster of a human being.
Also just a great name. James Wood. James Woods.
The guy is like, he's a beast. He's a monster, and his bat is ridiculous.
And who is their outfielder?
Lane Thomas.
Yeah, Lane Thomas had a really good year last year.
Lane Thomas, I thought it was kind of almost borderline all-star snub.
Yeah.
And they're like back into the rotation. Like I mean, back into the bullpen with like Harvey and Finnegan. It's like not terrible. It's not great by any stretch of the imagination. By the way, I didn't get to compliment Tanner Scott from Miami, who I really like as a closer. But
you slipped it in. There you go.
I got you. But yeah, I think the Nats go under, but not because they're like in desolate. They're not the A's. They're not the Rockies.
Okay.
A lot of Westies by me.
Yeah, no, look, I don't even know how you're going to come up with hot takes for the other divisions because it's been pretty
scorched.
It's pretty scorched earth so far. So you had the Braves over their 101.5. You had the Phillies over their 89.5. You had the Mets under their 81.5. You had the Marlins just over their 78.5. And you had the Nats under their 66.5.
Last three teams don't win 80 games.
I don't know. The way that you're talking about the Nats, they seem like a team that could be kind of volatile. And if things start clicking and it's young and it's fun, I'm talking over 66.5. I'm not talking 75, but I'm talking 71.
Oh, they could be like Pirates and Reds last year. Not the Reds, maybe like the Pirates last year.
Yeah.
With some bright spots. Like CJ Abrams is a really good baseball player. He stole 47 bags last year with 18 jacks. Like he could be a 25-50 guy.
Yeah. Too bad the pods don't have them.
Joke. Good for you. They'll always go for it, but yeah.
Just kind of a joke. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about the pods. We'll talk about the Dodgers, the NL West, the AL West, which you mentioned will be really, really interesting.
And the Central. So excited.
On another show, we're the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws because they free. Hit your PKs because they're free, and also hit your home runs because they're not free, but like you got to swing and you got to get that thing out of the park.
You got to get that thing out of the park.
So we'll see you next time. Peace.
Great. All right. We have two shows a week, both 1090s done.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.